Good morning. Let us open our Bible and we read from Luke chapter 10, verse 38 till 42. Now as they were traveling along, they entered a village and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came out to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Another part we open from John chapter 12, verse 1 till 11. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one of the whole reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was intending to betray him, said, Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to poor people? Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief. And as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. Therefore, Jesus said, Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. The large crowd of the Jews then learned that he was there, and they come not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, come upon us so that we can understand these two parts of the Bible and we learn something important in our spiritual life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's see what kind of spiritual food that we can take from these two parts of the Bible. Luke chapter 10, before we observe this part, we must know that start from Luke chapter 9 till Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 9, Jesus go to Jerusalem for the last time, and then he bring all his disciples. So Luke chapter 9 talk about the journey to Jerusalem. Very interesting, if we see the Bible, the whole Gospel of Luke, 24 chapter. But Luke tried to write everything, the last journey to Jerusalem, Luke using 10 chapters for this story. Only few months in Jesus' life, but Luke tried to write 10 chapters. That means this journey is very important. Why this journey is very important? Because this is the last journey. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he bring all his disciples. So I can say that the last journey is the time that Jesus talk more to his disciples. Why Jesus need to talk more to his disciples? As you know that when disciples come to follow Jesus, they have their own mind. Maybe some of them feel, oh, Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus is the King. When I follow Jesus, then I have good position in my life. With wrong interpretation, with wrong motivation, and with their own thinking about follow Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we must be humble, and then we must say that sometimes we also have this kind of thinking. I would like to be a Christian because I see so many Christians have better life. One or two sisters come to our church and said, I would like to follow Jesus because when I follow Jesus, my employer is so good with me, and then I can get some money, and then everything is okay. But the problem is, what about if something bad? That's why Jesus wants to tell disciples. Like Peanut talked 2 days ago, if you want to be a good disciple, you need to deny yourself and carry the cross. Now it is the time. Jesus teaches the disciple, what should you do after this? And then Luke chapter 10 is part of the teaching of Jesus to the disciple. What we can learn from Luke chapter 10? In Luke chapter 10, we can see that Jesus entered a village, and then he passed through Martha and Mary's house. We know this story. And then some of them will say Mary is better than Martha because Mary did a great job. What I want to tell you is, okay, Martha serving God, like cooking, make any food, and Mary sit down in front of Jesus, hear what Jesus said. Both of them has good point. Of course, in the church, we need people pray, we need people serve, we need people lead worship, we need people prepare refreshment after worship. We need people preach the gospel. We also need people bring new people come to the church. If everything do one thing, who do anything? So I didn't see that Martha has negative point in this part. I always say that Martha and Mary did the same part. The problem is when Martha tired and Martha see her sister just sit down, then Martha say something. What did she said? Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? When I see this, I can imagine how Martha busy, because I always work in the kitchen. Yeah, maybe Martha prepare 6 dishes like that. Yeah? If Jesus is Korean, then Martha need to do more work, because Korean food, one meal dish and then so many small dishes like that. Huh? If Jesus is Indonesian, maybe Martha need to prepare all ingredients like that. I think if Jesus Chinese, it's easy for Martha because everything steam. Huh? Everything steam, so easy. Huh? But Jesus is Jews. Huh? Jews. What kind of food? Need to make bread and then cut the lamb, maybe lamb chop, everything like that, and with all sauce. So Martha is very busy. When Martha busy, she feel tired. And she said to Jesus, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? In this point, I said Martha has negative point. Why Martha has negative point? Because she feel that she already done the best, but nobody care about her. Sometimes in the church, we feel the same feeling. We feel that we already do the best, but nobody care. It's look that the leader just put me in front of the door, never care about me. So she yelled it. Number two, Martha get negative point because Martha served God not according what Jesus want, but according what she wanted. That's why Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. I come here not because of food. I come here want to talk with you. It's very important for us to know the will of God in our ministry. Otherwise, we can stress and burn out. We need to know that what I do this is according God's will or not. Because in our Lord prayers, Jesus teach the disciple pray, thy kingdom come. All we do for sake of thy kingdom come. Sometime, especially on Sunday, I was very busy from 8 o'clock till 8 o'clock. This week, we start IDC class again. That means I need to teach Bible study, preaching, and then teaching. Three, preparation, and then counseling, everything. And then night time, when I go to sleep, I need to ask myself, Lord, did I do your will or I do my will? If I do your will, then it's okay. If I do my will, then everything is useless. I can be burned out. Ministry in down place is good. The problem is, when you see this is your own, then you get negative point. So Jesus tell Martha, you worry about many things. We need to know what is God's will in our life when we do ministry. Number three, at the end, because Mary, she didn't do God's will, that means she did her own will. And then after he did her own will, he used her own power. And at the end, the power is lost. Then he get tired. I see so many people so busy in the church. Especially when we were young or youth, every day in the church. I don't know what they're doing. So busy. No time for people, just for program. Make sure when our ministry is too many program, we do not touch people, that means zero. Ministry must touch people. People-oriented, not program-oriented. I talk to many leaders. You just make program. I can make 10 program in one day. But who touch the people? We need to touch people, not to do our own will in this ministry. That's why I said Martha get negative point. How about Mary? Many people, when read this page, said, oh, Mary did a good thing. Because Jesus said, Mary has chosen the good part which shall not be taken away from her. Is this a good point? Yes, a good point. That means Martha busy and Mary just sit down and hear God's will. But I want to tell you, if the story finished in this story, then I said, there is no plus point from Mary. why I said like this? Because Mary just sit and hear God will, but she didn't do anything. Remember what Pinette said yesterday? Who come EMP yesterday? Remember? Encounter with God and what? Dedication, everything. It's dedication. That's mean when you get encounter with God, the next step is do something to God. I can understand. I can explain it in Bahasa Indonesia, but you guys cannot understand. Pinet said, you get encounter with God, and then don't stop till that point. But you need to one step further. I'm happy to see many young people in this place. Wake up early and come to hear the word of God and sit in this place and pray and get encounter with God. A good point. Good point. But my question is, what's next? What's next? As a pastor, I already preached for 16 years. I see so many people, your preaching is very good. Your preaching is good point. But not for me. For other people. You know N-A-T-O? Not N-A-T-O is not Atlantic Territory Organization. But for me, N, no. A, action. T, talk. O, only. No action, talk only. N-A-T-O. N-A-T-O. If you just stop like Mary, then you have nothing. Mary hear the word of God. And then after that, we open John chapter 12. This is the plus point from Mary. Chapter 12, verse 3. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard, and he anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. This is the plus point. Mary hear the word of God. Mary hear what Jesus said. Mary hear why Jesus come to the world. And then at the end, before Jesus hang on the cross, Mary anointed Jesus. And what Mary give is very, very expensive. More than that, according the history, that oil usually used for a woman before married. It's very, very expensive. So every woman need to save some money to buy the oil and then use one time in the life, just before married. So very, very expensive. And then when Mary put at the feet of Jesus, Mary used her hair. I cannot do it because my hair is too short. Mary used her hair and then wipe it. For woman, hair is very important. Many domestic helper, when they enter Indonesian training worker before sent to Hong Kong, they need to cut their hair. Elo, one of our sister, worked for Stanley. She said, I cry for 1 week because I need to cut my hair. Cry for 1 week. Now you can see that hair is very important for women. Women use a lot of money for hair, shampoo, everything like that. Woman has problem when their hair is going down. But thanks God, God only put men hair. You see, so many men without hair, no problem with us. But woman has problem with hair. And then hair, Mary used her hair to wipe this. You see, plus point. Start from sitting in front of Jesus' feet, know his will, and then do his will. Brother and sister, you come here to hear the word of God, not to hear my message. Hear the word of God. When you hear, what you do? We are not just sitting in this place. There are so many ministries around us. We are here not to see someone do ministry. We are here to do God's will. Always remember to know him, to be like him, and to make him known. Let us pray. Don't feel inferior if you has some ministry same like Martha. Just do it. Do it for God. Because in John chapter 12, Martha did the same thing. When Jesus come again, Martha also served Jesus. And Jesus didn't say anything about her serving. Jesus need this kind of serving. People also need this kind of serving. But the problem is, you need to have good attitude, kingdom minded in this, do this ministry. Another part, if you come to God so close, every day has morning prayer, meditation, Bible reading, everything. But the point is not stop until that point. What's next? When Mary know the will of God, and then she dared to give the best for Jesus. Encounter for holiness. Encounter also for ministry. How many years you have been a Christian? How many negative points you already throw away in your life? And then what kind of ministry that you did for God? Modern people has many access to understand the Bible. We are living in the era that we can hear many good preachers, even from United States, can come to Hong Kong. We are so blessed with this kind of people. But the point is, what next? How many times you spend your time for ministry? How much money that you spend it for ministry? If you really get encounter with God, and I believe you will do the same like Mary did to Jesus. While we worship God, we ask God to help us so that we are not stopped, just encounter. It is the time to work. It is the time to bless people. It is the time to share the word of God for other people.
Lord, I cry. Let's turn to our group prayer focus for our community. Let's just come before the Lord for our brothers and sisters and family members who's going through cancer, chemotherapy, and who are in need of a bone marrow transplant. Let's pray that God would move in behalf of our church family members. Let's pray together. Just to note for Jennifer Kong, the Singaporean SP community is gathering today at 5 p.m. To pray for her for about half an hour. So they asked, you know, if you guys want to join at 5 p.m. today, they'll be praying for Jennifer, so you can pray for her as well. Let's go to the next slide. Let's pray for those that are in need of physical healing as well as salvation. Let's pray that God would have mercy on them, reveal himself to them, and let's really pray for God to do a miracle in the lives of these people. So let's pray together. Let's go to our third slide. Let's pray for those that just with infirmities, different illnesses and different pains in their bodies. Let's pray for God's healing to come and for God to strengthen them. Let's pray together. Let's go to slide number 4, and let's pray for our community that are in search for a job, let's just pray for God's provision for them, and let's pray for God's favor, and for in this time to have God's comfort and reassurance, and to be able to use this time wisely. So let's pray for our community. Go to our Friday prayer focus. Let's pray for the local ministries in Hong Kong. Let's pray for the local churches. Let's pray for God's anointing upon the leadership and just the church members there, that they'll be able to really be a light in Hong Kong. Let's pray for the churches. Let's pray for also YWAM. Pray for their different ministries, Sports Services International, Shanti Ministry, Masters Beauty, Red Light District, Outreach. Let's also pray for Face to Face with Jimmy Stewart. Let's pray for Zhengsheng College, Feed the Hungry, Christian Solidarity Worldwide. And let's just cover the ministries here locally. Let's pray for God's protection and favor and leadership over these organizations. Let's pray together. Let's pray for the different SP ministries. Pray for the worship team, the AV team, the welcoming and hospitality team, and the barista ministry. Let's pray for each of these ministries, that we will be able to do our very best to serve God and serve the church here at church, and that it will be a blessing to the body. And just pray for good leadership and willingness in the hearts of the people to really serve. Let's pray for these ministries. Thank you. let's cover the house church meeting tonight, McCain House Church. And also if you could pray for tonight, there's the river at 8 p.m. And I think there's also a Growing in Christ class with Pastor Eugene tonight. So let's cover just a Friday activity. Tomorrow we'll pray for the weekend activities of SP. But for tonight, let's just pray for today. Let's pray for tonight's activities, the river tonight and McCain Road House Church, and also the Growing in Christ class. Let's pray together, go before the Lord. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this morning, for bringing us here to meet with you and to hear your word. And I pray that you will help us to, in this time as we pray, help us to meet with you and to hear from you and to intercede for our brothers and sisters. And also I pray that you would be with us throughout the day, that we will glorify you in all that we do and bring joy to your heart. And I thank you for your presence with us. Us to walk boldly and to walk in faith. God, thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.